Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
77856.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You sound like you got the crud like me.
Ma'am.
And I said, you sound like you've got the head cold like me.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I don't. I don't. It's early. I ain't been up an hour.
You're just not awake yet.
That's
you
right.
You hadn't had your Red Bull.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what it is. Look, can I get your zip again? And then you can go ahead with your question.
Okay, 77856. I woke you up, didn't I?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Talking Red Bull.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your name for me, please?
Carolinda, Carolynda. First name.
All right, thank you. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
I usually just put C. Davis because they always screw it up.
You put C. Davis? All right.
Yeah, but you can put Carolinda since you got it.
All right, I'll get you pulled up. I'm running your phone number now. The zip didn't retrieve the account.
77856.
Yes, ma'am.
Franklin, Texas. Franklin, Texas.
All right, and you say your first name is C-A-R-O-L?
Y-N-D-A.
All right,
it's all one word. See why I go with C. Davis.
All right. So the first name is Carol. Then we got C. Y. Davis.
No, sir. My name is Carolinda. It's one word.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am.
Let's start over. C. A. R. O. L. Y. N. D. A. One word.
All right. C. A. R. O. L. Y. N. D. A.
Yep. You got it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And your last name?
Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
You partied too late last night.
I did. Yes, ma'am. I did.
I feel that head pounding.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I don't got a headache, honestly. My head's not hurting at all.
It's just the rest of the body that 18-wheeler ran over, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I don't drink. So, yes, ma'am.
Somebody flipped you something.
I want to ask you this, Miss Carolinda. When you did the account that you go in and try and win, like a kitchen product, like a mixer or a Dyson.
And I won. And they want to charge $2 and send it to me. But yesterday I won, and they wanted to charge me $1 to $3 to put me in the pot to win a KitchenAid that cost $48 to put your name in that bucket.
Right, those are facts.
Is that y'all's deal too?
Yes, ma'am.
How can y'all get away with that? That's not even mentioned anywhere in your wording.
Yes, ma'am. It's stated in the terms and conditions that the account will be billed for other subscriptions. Because it's meal plan apps that come along with it. All type of different recipes, videos, tutorials. But it's stated there that that would come along with that mixer entry.
Okay. That's going to cost me $50. Even though I don't want that.
If you're still trying to enter in to win, because that'll tell you, hey,
no,
congratulations.
I've won twice.
So they told you that they'll be delivering the items to your house?
No, because I didn't put my credit card number in.
Right,
I'm not going to let y'all charge $200 and me still not win a KitchenAid.
I get what you're saying, but that's the only way that I'll be able to get you pulled up. That's the only way you'll be able to win it. That text message is just letting you know that you were qualified to enter into that contest to get it, and your name will be drawn.
Okay, so by winning, picking the box, missing, picking another box, and winning, KitchenAid pops up. that gives me a $3 chance. If I pay $3, I get a chance to win a KitchenAid.
Right.
Nope. Why do I have to pay you $3 more to get a chance to win it?
They'll do weekly drawings for those products. Where, yes, ma'am, that does come along with that.
I would hate to have your job, brother. There ain't enough dope and alcohol in this world for me to put up with shit like this.
I get that, ma'am, but it's easy for me to be honest, you know, so I just tell the truth.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things in this world you don't do to me. You don't steal, and you don't lie.
Yes, ma'am.
And once you've done one or the other, I'm done. And by doing the KitchenAid, I could see winning it and paying shipping, okay? But you're only paying $2 to $3. Well, that didn't make sense. So I have to inquire. And lo and behold, that $2 or $3 just gets you into the pot to see if you win.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
That's y'all gambling with my money. Not me gambling with my money. And I don't gamble. Well, I like to go to Kenny Rogers' booth and listen to him sing and put in my pennies. But other than that, I'm going to call it like it is. It's bullshit.
I understand, ma'am. You're entitled, you know?
I'm entitled to it, and I feel so sorry for you trying to listen to shit like this.
Yes, ma'am.
But
I would also
more so hate to be you doing this to the older generations that don't comprehend they're getting screwed and having to live with that and close my eyes at night. Really and truthfully, that's how honest a person I am.
Right.
But I appreciate you being honest with me.
Yes,
just to grace all that, because I'm not gonna put that out there if y'all just start slapping shit on and, you know, wasting my time and yours both. But I have enjoyed talking to you.
It's same here, Miss Carolinda. Same here, ma'am. And I do understand where you're coming from, ma'am.
And it angers me more for the elderly that get snookered into this. Because my husband has to have 2 hip replacements next week. So he's already getting Social Security. He's not going to be able to work. I'm disabled. I'm fighting disability. Going on 16 years now. And, you know, today I have to pick, do I get all of my medicines or do I not get all my medicines and get things that he's going to need at home for his hip replacement.
Right. That's awfully thoughtful of you, ma'am.
And then y'all are over there taking $2 or $3. That's a loaf of bread for a week. And I've never been in this position before. But anyway, I'll let you go. Have a great weekend.
You too, Miss Carolyn.
I'm sorry you got the bitch today.
You all right, ma'am. I thank
all
you,
right,
though.
Bye.
You weren't insulting. Have a good day. Thank you for calling for some support.